Welcome to the Toastmasters podcast, the official podcast of Toastmasters International. Hello, everybody. This is Greg Gazin. Corporate Toastmasters clubs are redefining workplace learning, proving that when companies support communication and leadership growth, it's a win-win. Our guest today is an experienced corporate member. She shares his own personal experience and helps us dive a little deeper into the subject, and he's got a few great stories to tell. He's Lance Kotler, a vice president at BNY Mellon in the bank's Treasury Services Group, where he works with many of their largest energy and utility clients. He's been with the company for more than 3 years. He currently serves as vice president of membership for the BNY Mellon Toastmasters Club, a role he's held for the past 2.5 years. A graduate of Johns Hopkins University, Lance majored in international studies, economics, and political science, with minors in financial economics, Spanish, and history. Lance is also one of the people featured in Emily Sachs's Toastmaster magazine article, Corporate Clubs Get Creative, Gaining Experience Support is the Key to Success, in the October issue of the Toastmaster magazine. Joining us today from the Big Apple, New York City, Lance Kotler. Welcome to the Toastmasters podcast.
Thank you for having me, Greg. Excited to be here.
Yeah, me too. I love the article. And to kick us off, perhaps for those who may not be familiar with what a corporate club is, or perhaps they may not have heard the term, how would you describe some of the differences between community and corporate clubs?
Well, community clubs are often not only geographically based, where you live, the town that you're in, or city, they're also thematically based. They can be centered around an interest area like cooking. Versus a corporate club is comprised of members from across a company. Any employee of that company can join that club. And often they'll also break it by geography or by office location. So for BNY, for example, we have offices around the world. And we have now basically 10 different Toastmasters chapters at different locations around the world, including the one that I'm a part of in New York. Corporate clubs are comprised of members of various roles, jobs, and other responsibilities across the firm with all different backgrounds, different levels of experience, but who all want one thing in common, which is to strengthen their public speaking skills and to be part of this constructive environment that Toastmasters offers, in which you can practice and train and receive constructive feedback in a supportive setting with no pressures of the job. Those are some of the key features of a corporate club.
Yeah.
And one of the benefits is it helps you become a leader as well, which is especially important in a corporate environment.
Yeah, exactly. You could apply it right there, right now in your company. Your company has 10 clubs and truly has a novel approach to Toastmasters. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. BNY has clubs in New York, Pittsburgh, Lake Marion, Florida, across the US, but also globally. We have multiple clubs in India at both our Pune and Chennai locations. We've just started clubs in the UK in both London and now Manchester. And we have clubs elsewhere, such as Singapore, spanning a global footprint. Every now and then, all the clubs will get together and we'll have things like Toastmasters open houses, where we showcase what Toastmasters is all about, the resources that BNY has, and how you can get involved no matter what location you might be a part of, and whether you want to join in person or virtually.
Wow. I know in the article it mentions about you had an event that attracted 2,000 attendees online and in person. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. One initiative that we've been getting really involved with, especially at the New York Club, given that we're at the global headquarters location for BNY, is pulling an executive committee, including up to the CEO, to speak about how public speaking has played a role in their career and how they practice those skills or how they've developed it over the course of their career and leverage it in their day-to-day jobs. With one of those, we had our CEO, Robin Vince, come in. He had a fireside chat with our Vice President of Education, Gauri Mukherjee, who interviewed him and really got an inside and almost personal feeling scoop as to how Robin approaches public speaking, the challenges that he faced earlier in his career, and how he developed those skills and continues to even today, such as before he goes on air and interviews with various news stations or with other interviewers. On the back of that given we had a global audience who wanted to hear from the CEO and hear how public speaking played a role in his journey, but also get that personal touch from him, we used the opportunity to bring in every one of our global clubs and make them each a stakeholder in the event. We had webcams on from the various locations across India, the US, Europe, the Asia Pacific region, had rooms filled with people listening to that fireside chat, but also engaged for what we called an open house afterwards, which was a chance for each club to get on briefly and introduce their club, who their members are, what their mission is, when they meet, and how everyone can get involved. And it was a great chance for people, no matter where they were located, to understand, oh, there's a Toastmasters club for me somewhere in this company that I can join.
Now, of course, your CEO, I understand, is media trained. And of course, the insights that he offered were, I'm sure, extremely valuable. What I find it interesting is that you're in the financial services industry. So for a CEO to talk about such a topic is probably something that was quite unexpected, but also perhaps a treat.
It was absolutely a treat. It gave us a chance to really see the human side of our CEO, not just talking about company earnings and strategy and the direction of our company, or even culture at the company. He brought it to a very personal level and talked about the stresses and worries that he's had, the nerves, I should say, before going on air, but how he's addressed those and how he's come to be this prolific public speaker, someone that has honestly been inspirational for BNY and that 53,000 employees really look to on a day-to-day basis, as well as national media. He gave some really funny and interesting anecdotes as to how he used public speaking in his background, things that he's done, like speaking in the mirror in the bathroom to train his skills before going out onto a public stage. So I think that was very well received from the audience to get those really personal and human elements from our CEO by talking about public speaking.
That's pretty awesome. The CEO revealing his own vulnerability in front of his employees.
Yeah.
How did Toastmasters initially come on the radar of your CEO?
One of our members is directly on the security detail for our CEO, Robin Vince, and speaks with him regularly, especially as he's escorting him in and out of the office, maybe to a meeting or to a client visit. On one of those interactions, our member mentioned Toastmasters to the CEO as they were walking to the elevator. And our CEO, Robin, was very interested in hearing more, but also coming and speaking to us about what it is that we do and how we work with employees across the bank on this important skill set. We took that interaction with one of our members and the CEO to then follow up with a note saying, "Hi, Robin. We'd love to meet with you and ask about your journey with public speaking, as well as share a bit about what we're doing globally via Toastmasters." Robin was agreeable to come and speak with us. And with that, the fireside chat event was born. And we had Robin sit down for an interview with us that became very interactive, not only taking questions from the moderator, which is Gauri Mukherjee, but also from a global audience across all of our Toastmasters clubs and the global employee base as a whole.
Wow. What was your takeaway from this experience?
One of the key takeaways that I had from this event was how integral public speaking is in anybody's role and no matter your level of seniority, up to the top, and how no one person is an expert at public speaking or 100% comfortable. Even as a member of our Toastmasters Club for multiple years, I still get nervous before some of my speeches and want to settle down, practice it a bit, do it behind closed doors before going out in a group. And we got to hear that from our CEO himself, who is always in the spotlight and on a public stage. So that was one of my key takeaways, was just, we're all in this together. We're all experiencing the same things when it comes to public speaking. And it's a matter of practicing, training, developing the skill set to tackle public speaking in our day-to-day lives. Another key takeaway that I had from the event was how engaged our global teams were, not only with each other or with public speaking, but how important public speaking was in each of their roles and how interested they were and hearing about Toastmasters, whether they were a member or not already. Clearly, they wanted to hear how it played a role in our CEO's journey, but also the attendance at our open house event right afterwards really demonstrated just the level of interest and the value that everyone saw across the firm in joining Toastmasters and being part of one of our many clubs around the globe.
Awesome. So what was the result? What came from that open house?
Almost immediately, we had a major uptick in membership interest. We had many, many members, not just in New York, not just in the US, but globally, reaching out to myself as the VP of membership for our New York club, which hosts the event, but also to many of our contacts on the boards of the various clubs around the globe, saying, I was at the open house. I listened to Robin talk about public speaking. How can I get involved? How can I learn more? What can you share? And with that, I was speaking with probably 10 different prospective new members a day for the next week, talking about what it is that we do in Toastmasters, how they can get involved, and then ultimately gathering their information so that I could get them enrolled in our club. We had a huge spike in not only interest, but also new joiners to many of our clubs around the world, which was terrific to see. And New York alone, we probably had 10 plus new members who enrolled as a result of that event alone.
Wow. Now, do you think that given the success of this open house and how your CEO was just so personable and transparent, that do you think that employees or your teams are now viewing the company as a whole in a very different light?
I think so. I think it gave employees a good view into how the company works together, how we see each other, a different lens on our CEO and his vision for the company and his strategy as well, that they might not have had before from some of the more formal events or more formal press releases and news events that have had our CEO in it. So yes, I do think it gave many of our global teams an inside look into how our CEO was thinking and how globally connected and interconnected we all are at the firm. That definitely refreshed some people's perspective on BNY. It also showed just how easy it was to stay in touch and communicate, but also be engaged no matter what continent you're on or what club you're a part of or what office you're in at BNY. And I think that was also eye-opening for many of our members or many BNY employees, no matter where they might be located, whether it's one of our largest offices or a much smaller office or if they're based entirely remotely.
I wonder if 2,000 attendees is a record. As we're speaking, I'm recalling back to my first experience. I was, I think, in my third year as a Toastmaster. I was an area director, and there was this engineering consulting firm that had a small corporate club. They met for, I think, 40 minutes or 45 minutes at lunch hour in the boardroom, and a few members were coming from a sister company. But of course, I guess an engineering firm, they have to log all of their time. They needed some extra time to travel because they didn't have enough time, especially in the wintertime here in the north. So their general manager was approached and he thought it was a good idea, but with time restraints, he said, well, why don't we have a club in-house? So of course, the club decided to host an open house. They set up the boardroom. They set it up for 35 people, which for us would have been a big number. 60 plus people arrived. They came by bus. The other company had chartered a bus to bring people over. And I think knowing that they had the blessing from the senior execs, the club chartered, I think, with 38 members. Also, wow. Because of that, they extended the allotted meeting time from 45 to 50 minutes to an hour. And I was honored to be the mentor for that club, and it was a phenomenal experience. A little scary, my first time, but it was such an honor. Lance, could you think of any other benefits to your organization or to businesses in general by having a corporate Toastmasters club?
Absolutely. I think a key benefit that people don't think of off the bat with regards to Toastmasters is not just developing your public speaking skills, your confidence, your leadership skills. It also brings together a group of people of all different backgrounds, whether at the same company or from the same community, but folks with various levels of seniority or experience, backgrounds and roles, all together in the same space where they're all pushing towards the same goal and all at the same level, practicing the same skills, standing on the same stage, receiving feedback from one another, no matter what level they're at. So key benefit for companies having a corporate club, folks who wouldn't talk normally in their day-to-day jobs, maybe they're in very different functions or very different parts of the organization, are brought together in one room and really get to learn from each other. As a result of that, learn about different parts of the company as well, which brings everyone all together and is like what we talk about at BNY, our One BNY initiative. We want to make this large bank feel much smaller and much more interconnected so that we can navigate it better and we can make our processes better and employees themselves can be much more educated and well-rounded on what it is that we do across the bank and how, but also so that it can feel much smaller than to our clients, which is ultimately what runs the show in the first place. So I think that's been another huge benefit of the corporate club is bringing all these different parts of the organization together, having the employees learn from each other, and that then translates to much better performance to our clients who experience just one BNY.
Right. The organization wins, the employees win, and of course your clients win as well. And of course, I love what you mentioned about people getting together because in some large organizations, departments or areas seem to work in a silo and they don't really communicate they don't talk with each other.
That's exactly right. We had what were called lines of business, and now we've been moving to much more of a platforms operating model in this One BNY initiative. And Toastmasters was one of the earliest adopters of this. The platform in this case being public speaking practice and training and a group, and it spanned all different functions and brought them together under the same one objective or mission.
Nice. So it's universal across the entire organization. That's actually fantastic.
That's right.
What you're saying coincides exactly what the general manager for this company, because I remember I took him aside and I recalled sharing my appreciation for his support. He kind of looked and he smiled at me and he says, well, Greg, he said, it's phenomenal. He says, first of all, it's pretty cheap training. He said, my entire budget for the entire group was less than maybe bringing in an expert to talk on a particular topic. He also saw, again, same thing, networking with other departments. He saw leaders emerge so that when they were ready to go to their next level, they already had a background and experience and people already knew who they were, and it made them easier to fill positions from within instead of going to the outside. Now, he didn't join the club, but he did actually visit every few months, and I just thought that was phenomenal. So what you're saying, it just seems dead on, whether it's a smaller organization. I think this organization was about 600 or 700 maybe people. And of course, you're talking about, I'm not sure how many people there are in BNY, probably tens of thousands, I would assume.
That's right. We're a 50,000 plus employee bank.
You're, of course, talking about a lot of benefits. I'm just wondering, did you find that anyone had hesitations? Maybe they're worried about colleagues seeing how unskilled their spoken word is. Or I know in some organization, it's very competitive. So there might be some challenges there. Did you experience any of that?
In my experience, we've not had any issues with competitiveness or folks who are nervous about people seeing their skill level in public speaking. The reason they've come to us in the first place or heard about Toastmasters was because they were interested in developing those skills no matter where they were starting at. The challenges that we've seen instead, being able to carve out the time that they need to practice these skills out of their busy day, their busy calendar at work. We meet in the middle of the day on Wednesdays, 1 to 2 p.m. every other Wednesday. So we try to make it coincide with lunch. But it's a very busy time midweek for employees to join. We've definitely had prospective new members who are nervous about just trying out public speaking in general, just knowing that there would be other people there. But one thing that we always encourage them with, outside of just inviting new members to come sit in on a meeting and maybe try a table topic while they're there, so they can get a feel for it and see how much they like it, which usually ends up being resoundingly positive, and they do come back. We also let them know that it doesn't matter what level you come in at, what title you have, all that is left at the door. Once you're in there, we're all individuals, we're all striving towards the same goal, and it's a no stress, no pressure environment. However you perform and however much you try to get engaged is entirely up to you and has no repercussion on your job, your performance, or other people's perception of you. So I think that's really assuaged a lot of people's fears when it comes to trying out public speaking, especially in a corporate setting.
Right. And I think, of course, the encouragement and the, I guess, the embracement, if that's a word, of Toastmasters by the C-suite executives makes a huge, huge difference. Because as a past district director, I've experienced situations where some corporations absolutely embrace Toastmasters. Others look at it as a distraction in, of course, their otherwise busy corporate environment. So I'm wondering if, from your experience, can you think of some ways that if an organization is looking to start a corporate club, that you can get the organization to buy into Toastmasters and what benefits it can provide?
Yeah, one way that we've had a lot of success at BNY with growing Toastmasters and building up buy-in is, one, bringing it to the executive level, letting them see what the organization does and the value that it brings to members and employees across the bank. That's bought in executive level support for Toastmasters, getting that executive level sponsorship, but also trickling it down through managers who encourage their teams to get involved with Toastmasters and practice their public speaking has been instrumental in not only building our member base and interest from across the firm, but also many other corporate clubs who are looking to start a club of their own. It's having folks at all levels bought in and encouraging their teams to join, whether it's at the most junior level, they're one of the largest drivers of member bases where many new analysts at the bank, for example, encourage each other to join and go out together, which creates kind of a camaraderie feeling when they join Toastmasters. But also having folks at the more senior level or the management level who are providing feedback and reviews on their employees, it's helpful when they're bought in too, because there creates that much more of an incentive for the rest of their teams to go and join.
So that's corporate. Now, besides telling the employees that they're going to be better public speakers, what are some of the ways that you can get them to buy in?
I tell prospective new members quite a few different things and benefits that they would have from joining Toastmasters, many of which do resonate well with them. One is, it's a break from your day-to-day job and the regular responsibilities of your role, and helps you reset, refresh your perspective, step out for a second and take a breath, relieve any of the stress that you might have in your job, and experience a very different group than you'd be working with regularly on your day-to-day. That's one. Another is, it helps employees adapt and be ready for any situation that they might be tossed into, whether it's a family member's wedding and they're up to give a toast in front of a crowd of 100 plus people, or if they're in an elevator with a senior executive who wants to hear a bit about what they're working on. Now they have the chance to figure out how to speak concisely and relay a message to an audience of any type, large, small, senior, junior, doesn't matter. It helps for employees on their weekly team calls with their managers and the rest of their team when they present on their work and what they're doing. They can relay a lot of the skills that they develop at Toastmasters, but also the confidence that they have to go up there and create a concise message, vouch for themselves, and present thoroughly and openly with a group. So I think the range of benefits, the range of use cases that Toastmasters offers have been a big driver for many other folks to get involved in our clubs.
Yeah. And I understand for you, the networking aspect was incredible. Yeah. And of course, now you have a direct line to the CEO.
That's exactly right. The networking is incredible because, as I mentioned, your titles are dropped at the door. So everyone is on the same slate. You can talk with whoever is in there, no matter how you'd normally feel about approaching that person in your job. But once you walk back out of that door, now that person's a part of your network and they've seen you in a different setting and have connected with you more deeply. So your network spans all levels, all functions at the bank, and can go all the way up to the executive level. We encourage not only our officers, but also our members to be involved when we have an executive member come in and speak with the club, whether it's interviewing them, providing the opening or closing remarks, or just chatting with them after or asking a few questions. And that helps expand our members' networks as well as my own, where I've now gotten to speak directly with our CEO and our CFO after many of these big events.
That's a good segue. Let's talk a little bit about you. So share a little bit about your Toastmasters journey. At what point did you get started? And what's it been like for you being a Toastmaster, part of a corporate club, and maybe something about yourself that has significantly improved?
Sure. I first joined maybe a couple weeks into starting my job at BNY. I was in a rotational analyst program. We were looking at ways to get involved in various groups across the bank, whether it was our employee resource groups, our future leaders programs, and also just networking with different teams that we could potentially rotate to. As part of that, we had a senior associate who had come through the rotational programs, talk to us about Toastmasters, encouraged all of us to come with her one week and try the meeting out, see how we liked it. The COO of our division, who not only ran the analyst program, but also ran the division that many of us were in at the time, was very encouraging of all of us to go. That was a huge driver for many of us to try it out. Now, that got me in the door to just attend a Toastmasters meeting, but then being there is what sold me. How open and easy it was to get up there and just try out some speaking, no matter what level we were at. In my first meeting alone, I decided to give a table topic a shot. And one, experienced the thrill of getting up there and speaking on the fly, not knowing what would be asked of me, and trying to leverage any of the presentation or public speaking skills I'd learned from debate back in high school or various presentations and group projects I'd done in college. It went well. I wasn't perfect. I got great feedback and constructive feedback from the group, but it helped me realize that one, I can do this, and two, I had a lot more to learn. Since then, I feel like I've learned a lot about my public speaking, things that I've done in it, even though I felt like I've always had public speaking, probably ever since the age of 13, where I gave a bar mitzvah address to a room of 200, 250 people. But I've had various practices, both good and bad, that I didn't know about until I stepped into Toastmasters. In Toastmasters, people were able to catch what filler words I used as a crutch. And not always the common ones like or you know. I often rely on things like so or but or and to connect various thoughts and sentences when I really should just pause between these. That was something I never knew about before stepping into Toastmasters. And it's just one of the many lessons I've continued to cultivate over the now 3 years that I've been a member of the club.
Wow, it sounds like quite the success for you personally, your fellow teammates, and of course, the company as a whole.
It has been. It's been a great learning experience and also has made me a lot more confident. I know when I step into a meeting with one of my clients, for example, that I'm ready to speak on the fly, and I can also present clearly and effectively and not be nervous about what it is I have to say or nervous that I'm going to stumble over my words. I know that my message will get across, and I know that I'll resonate well in the room because of all the work and all the practice and all the learning that I've done at Toastmasters first.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story. And folks, if you've been enlightened by Lance's journey, I encourage you to share this episode with your friends and family and fellow Toastmasters. You can find the Toastmasters podcast at toastmasterspodcast.com, toastmasters.org, Apple, Spotify, and anywhere you get your podcasts. And don't forget to read Emily Sachs's article, Corporate Clubs Get Creative, Gaining Executive Support is a Key to Business, in the October 2025 issue of the Toastmaster magazine. You'll not only get insights from our guest today, but also from four other Toastmasters, including past international president, Pat Johnson. And then Emily keeps us going, where you can also read another article where she features corporate club executive Pat Johnson, who I just mentioned, where she offers a wealth of insights on corporate clubs. And wait, there's more. You can also listen to our podcast interview with Pat Johnson, episode 148. It's an extended interview where she dives deep into the topic and shares about her book, Handbook for Building and Sustaining Vibrant Toastmaster Programs in Corporations. Lance, I'm sure that people are now a lot more interested in finding out more about corporate clubs or perhaps your particular club. How can folks go about reaching you?
I encourage you all to reach out. My email is open. I'm happy to talk about Toastmasters, even jump on the phone and chat for a few minutes about it. My email is lkot1004@gmail.com. If there are any employees of BNY listening to this, feel free to find our page on Viva Engage and My Source, where you can learn about not only the New York Club for BNY, but also our Toastmasters clubs around the world. We provide information on who the vice president of membership is for each of these clubs and who the key contacts are with their contact information so that you can reach out. Please ping us on Teams, email us on Outlook, and we'll be happy to chat with you and speak a little bit more about what it is that we do and how you can get involved.
Lance Kotler, thank you so much for spending the time to speak with me today. I wish you all the success and all the best.
Thank you so much, Greg. It was a pleasure to be on.